Karl Marx's ideas may be back, but the man himself is alive too, at least on stage. Activist actor Brian Jones stars in the one-man show Marx in Soho, a play written by the late historian Howard Zinn. The story goes that Marx is tired of being declared dead again and again, and he wants to come back to clear his name, so he's agitating against the authorities of the afterlife. In this scene, he reflects on his longtime comrade and rival, the Russian anarchist, Mikhail Bakunin.
Do you know him, Bakunin, the anarchist? If a novelist invented such a character, you would say the existence of such a person is not possible. To say that Bakunin and I did not get along is a great understatement. For instance, listen to what he wrote when Engels and I were in Brussels working on the manifesto. Marx and Engels, and especially Marx, are ingrained bourgeois. We are ingrained bourgeois. Of course, to Bakunin, everyone was bourgeois, because he chose to live like a pig. Now, if you did not live like a pig, if you had a roof over your head, if you occasionally enjoyed some fresh bread and wine, if you had a piano in your sitting room, you were a bourgeois. Now, I grant the man courage. He was imprisoned, sent to Siberia, escaped. He wandered the world trying to foment revolution everywhere. He wanted an anarchist society. The only anarchism he ever succeeded in setting up was in his own head. He tried to start an uprising in Bologna, and he almost shot himself with his own revolver. Bakunin's head was full of all kinds of anarchist garbage. Romantic, utopia, nonsense. I wanted to expel him from the International. Jenny said, "Why do revolutionary groups with six members always threaten somebody with expulsion?"
That's an excerpt from the one-man play Marx in Soho. Brian Jones has toured with it for more than a decade. You can learn a lot about a character in that time.
You know, he was a little rough around the edges. He was a brawler in his youth. He would be in bar fights and that sort of thing. He was very sick and covered with boils. He was known to rub people the wrong way and not a very polite individual. So I wanted Marx to be a little bit disheveled, a little rough around the edges and show that, but also show the kind of keen intellect. The idea is that the powers that be are letting Marx come back from the dead for an hour to defend his ideas. And he comes back. He intended to go to Soho, London, where he lived when he was alive, but by a bureaucratic error, he's sent to Soho, New York. So he's commenting on what he sees around him in 20th century or 21st century America. And he's, I think, trying to defend his ideas and explain why, even in his day, he said, you know, "I am not a Marxist," because his ideas were so distorted, even in his day.
So anyway, I was telling you about Pieper. You see, in London, the political refugees from the continent marched in and out of our house. Pieper was one of them. He was a flatterer, a sycophant. He buzzed around me like a hornet. He would station himself 6 inches from me so that I could not evade him. And quote from my writings, I used to say, "Pieper, please don't quote me to myself." He had the audacity to say, thinking I would be pleased, that he would translate Das Kapital into English. Ha! English is a beautiful language. It's Shakespeare's language. If Shakespeare had heard Pieper speak one sentence of English, he would have taken poison. Jenny felt sorry for him. She used to like to invite him to our family dinners. One evening he came and announced the formation of the Marxist Society of London. "A Marxist society?" I asked. "What's that?" "We meet every week to discuss another of your writings. We read aloud and examine sentence by sentence. That's why we call ourselves Marxists. We believe completely and wholeheartedly in everything you've ever written." "Completely and wholeheartedly?" I asked. "Yes, and we would be honored, Herr Dr. Marx." He always called me Herr Dr. Marx. "If you would address the next meeting of the Marxist Society." "I cannot do that." "Why not?" "Because I'm not a Marxist."
Brian Jones stars in the one-man play Marx in Soho, written by the late historian Howard Zinn.